Chuck Grassley, whistleblowers say FBI has evidence Joe Biden involved in family business schemes. By Wendell Hasebo on February 9, 2023. Senator Chuck Grassley, ARYA, who testified Thursday before the House's new Select Subcommittee on Political Weaponization, said whistleblower disclosures indicate the FBI has evidence that President Joe Biden is aware of the family business schemes, a statement that directly contradicts the president. Joe Biden and his staff have claimed seven times that he has had no part in the family business schemes. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Here's what I know Trump deserves to be investigated, Biden claimed in 2019. But Senator Grassley, speaking before the first Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government hearing, told House members that whistleblower disclosures make clear the FBI has within its possession very significant, impactful, and voluminous evidence with respect to potential criminal conduct by Hunter and James Biden. These disclosures also allege that Joe Biden was aware of Hunter Biden's business arrangements and may have been involved in some of them, Grassley added. It is unclear why the FBI has not acted on the alleged evidence. The FBI is in possession of Hunter Biden's infamous laptop from hell, which has caused many to dub the Biden family the Biden crime family. According to a recent survey, 61% of voters believe it is likely Joe Biden was consulted about and perhaps profited from his son Hunter's overseas business deals, including at least one involving a company in mainland China. 44% say it is very likely. Evidence from business deals in Russia, Ukraine, and China supports the public's opinion. In one example related to Ukraine, Joe Biden made an appearance at the Council on Foreign Relations, where he spoke about threatening to withhold military aid to Ukraine in 2016. Biden, then vice president and point person on Ukraine, explained the tactic was to force the firing of prosecutor Viktor Shokin. The prosecutor was at that time investigating Burisma. Hunter joined the board of Burisma in April of 2014, just 2 years before Joe Biden stated he forced the firing of the prosecutor investigating Burisma. Hunter had no previous experience in Ukraine or the energy sector. Nevertheless, Hunter was paid $83,000 per month by the energy company, just weeks after his father was announced point person on U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine, according to Peter Schweitzer, senior contributor at Breitbart News. Detailed in his book Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. The timeline of events reveals a scenario many suggest is a quid pro quo, a plot that House Democrats leveled against former President Donald Trump's perfect phone call with the Ukrainian president. In a second instance, Tony Bobulinski, a former business associate of Hunter, personally met with Joe and Hunter Biden in 2017 for an hour to discuss the Biden's family business plans for a Chinese energy deal. That deal appears to have never been finalized. Bobulinski has handed over intelligence about the deal to former FBI point man Timothy Thibault, who reportedly buried the information. The deal included 10% held by H for the big guy, who Bobulinski said was Joe Biden. House Republicans are investigating the Biden family for 9 potential violations, including tax evasion, wire fraud, and money laundering. Representative James Comer, RKY, chair of the Oversight Committee, has requested the U.S. Treasury hand over 150 bank documents flagged by U.S. banks that would provide clarity on how the money flowed within the Biden family business ventures. The Treasury has denied Comer's request, causing the committee's chairman to threaten a subpoena. In addition, Comer has asked Hunter Biden for relevant documents and communications concerning his probe. Hunter has also denied access, citing no oversight basis. It is unknown what the next steps are for Comer's investigation. With the Republicans in the House majority, Comer could try to compel the relevant information through a subpoena. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.